heating up.
That's the country song, right? Remember when?
Thank you.
Jacob Bigelow.
Whenever my open is concocted, throw that in there.
He's on fire!
Jacob Bigelow, Huskers Illustrated, on the Connor Happer Show, on 1620, The Zone.
Boom shakalaka!
All right, so I don't think any members of the Jack Mitchell softball experience have made any public appearances yet. Why would they? And so for first public comment that doesn't officially come on the record from the team itself, here is Jacob Bigelow of Huskers Illustrated and the Stretch Big podcast, joins us now on the 42 Degrees Source Hotline. Good afternoon, Jacob. How are you?
Hi, Hap. We've got some things to talk about. That's for sure. But I am happy to be here, and I've been in a great mood all day. So here goes nothing.
That's good. Well, I would say, you know, in a situation like this, usually people are like, "Well, at least you looked good, right?" Can't even say that. You guys didn't have jerseys last night. Various different shirts that were going into the game. I think you were supposed to have jerseys, but there was a snafu. I'm not sure what happened. No jerseys last night.
No jerseys. It was a comedy of errors. I mean, most of us met each other for the first time before the game. So we all
amazing
got there and introduced ourselves to each other and just said, "Hey, let's do this thing." And it went about as bad as it could have possibly gone, but from a content perspective, it's been a very fun 12 hours.
Yeah.
But on the field, as someone who had multiple balls hit over my head in right field, was not a great display in by any stretch. Which is obvious when you lose 30-0 in three innings.
Yeah, it feels like it's difficult, especially for a bunch of people who are like in and around the sports world, to get zero hits. And that, so I'm being told that the wind was quite the factor in this, which should only improve your chances theoretically to get said hit one at one point, and it still did not happen.
Yes, that is an excellent point. We also had three people strike out, including myself, to end the game. Two of those strikeouts were swinging. One of those strikeouts was looking in slow pitch softball.
Okay, all right. That's bad.
I will not say who that was, but it was. There was a lot going on for sure. definitely. Is it bad for me to say I had fun? Like I did. Like I don't know. Like I had fun. I think we've got a fun group. It's just also hilarious the result that transpired last night.
Yeah. Did you just one or two more follow-ups on this softball team? Did the other team, like, were they good? Like, just as a general slow pitch softball team, I think you've seen a little bit of slow pitch softball in your time here. Were they even good, or were they very good? Like, did you feel that significantly outmatched by the competition?
They were good. They could hit the ball hard. That's for sure. They had like two or three ground rule doubles that went deep into the outfield and bounced over the wall. They had the one home run. They had some dudes who had some pop for sure.
Okay.
I mean, there is that. I mean, I can't say much about defensively because, you know, there weren't many opportunities for them to make plays defensively, I guess. But they were a solid team. They will probably do very well in the division we are in, which is the most recreational division available in the Lincoln Parks and Recreation softball.
Okay, yeah, so that was another question that I had. Like, is it possible that you just that there was a misread by management on what division you belong in?
I don't believe so. I was told we are in the most recreational division available, and as your boss, Mr. Onweiler, predicted, it may not be recreational enough for us. So he did nail that on the head.
Oh, boy. Okay. You know, I don't want to keep piling on because I will start to feel bad at some point. I don't think we've reached that yet, but I want to stop short of that just to make sure my emotions don't get involved in this at all. So I will probably be done with softball questions now, unless there's anything else you want to say.
No, I mean, I accept full responsibility for, one, striking out to end the game, two, having multiple, being so shallow that multiple fly balls flew over my head and I had to chase them down in right field. That's what happens when I have not stepped on a field to play bat and ball sport competitively since the seventh grade. So that was how last night went for me. I accept full blame and responsibility for my errors. I will not speak for anyone else.
Okay. Well, that's very big of you, though, to accept responsibility. You know, that's a good first step. On to basketball. Is Jacob Bigelow of Huskers Illustrated and the Stretch Big Pod is with us. A couple portal additions. I think we talked, we haven't talked about Andrew Morgan probably yet because that was later last week. And then Raleigh Worcester, who is also joining in. That one's interesting as well. Like, the portal pickups for Nebraska, it still feels like they're in the stage of, like, let's take guys who kind of fit because they need a lot of different things on the roster at the moment.
Yeah, they do for sure. I think we did talk Andrew Morgan last week, but it was very brief. You know, he's definitely more of a, you know, post-up big man, back to the basket. He's taken some threes, but not a lot. I think he only took, like, just over 30 last year, so he's not, like, a direct comp to Rink Mast, but, you know, he's definitely going to be playing a lot more inside, but he's got, you know, the potential to, you know, step out if he can. And then Raleigh, you know, I think watching some of his tape, the person I thought of was Sam Griesel. And I know Raleigh is a few inches shorter than Sam, but just the way, like, he just plays really, really smart. He's got a good assist to turnover ratio. Not going to, you know, set the world on fire from three, but everything else he does really efficient and really well. And he, you know, is a plus defender. He plays really hard on the defensive end too. So that's kind of my initial thoughts on the first two additions.
What do you think about the idea of them adding a distributor with all of the conversation surrounding, well, I don't know if there's conversation, but, like, I feel like internally they felt pretty good about Aaron Ulis. Is it a situation where they both will get an opportunity to get a crack to be the kind of starting point guard for Nebraska next year?
My guess would be yes. I think they'll both get a crack. I mean, obviously, we're still waiting on, you know, the final, like, what his Aaron Ulis's eligibility is. It's kind of assumed that, you know, he was ineligible this past year, and that's why he didn't play. But we haven't, you know, gotten any, you know, final say on if he is eligible, you know, for this next season. But from everything I've been told, the staff was very high on him this season. He was a very, very good practice player, ran the scout team very well, and the staff is very high on him. He's got plenty of Big Ten experience. But, you know, between him and Raleigh, you know, they're going to have close to 200, you know, games of college ball played between, you know, their two options in the backcourt.
Yeah. Jacob Bigelow is with us. What else? Like, what do you – are you getting to the point where you're starting to target specific roles, or, like, is it still kind of best player available? Like, they're still going to have to add guys. Is there any leads on any of those spots so far?
I'll be interested to hear. I know they had Charlotte big man Igor Milicic on campus over the weekend as well, watching his tape and then talking to, you know, some friends who, you know, scouted him, coached against him. You know, the feedback and what it looked like to me was he would fit, you know, the Fred Hoiberg, you know, scheme to a T. 6'10", shot it really well from three. Not the most fleet of foot, but he can stretch it. And, you know, other than that, you know, they're going to have Will Kyle back in town next weekend for an official for the spring game. We're waiting to hear the final decision from Frankie Fiddler, but know, that's kind of the three names known for sure. And you know, I'll put more stock into guys when we hear about guys coming to campus. But you're still definitely looking for someone to replace the shooting that they lost with departures of guys like Tominaga and C.J. Lawrence and C.J. Lawrence combined the jersey.
Two people,
guys.
Yeah.
C.J. Wilcher. But you're still looking for that. That's a role for sure. And then, probably some – I mean, you're still looking for some backcourt depth too, because, you got Raleigh and Aaron Ulis and then Sam Hoiberg. Like, that's
right.
Your group of guards right now, and that's no slight against Sam Hoiberg. The kid can play. He's shown he can. But you're always looking to add more depth pieces.
Yep. Jacob Bigelow is with us. Carousel-wise, we had the very, very fun situation at the end of last week with Mauk Pope ended up getting the Kentucky job. And then Rick Pitino decided that he was just going to announce that they were doing a home-and-home because he was such a fan of the hire, which I really enjoyed that entire process, including Pitino's video, which he gave us Mauk Pope forever. And then the ensuing press conference for said Mauk Pope, who basically just turned it into a giant carnival. Your thoughts on that situation and all of the dominoes that may fall still after the Calipari Arkansas news.
I mean, that Pitino video, I mean, that's just
so
next
good.
Level. Mauk Pope has a beautiful family. He's going to be a great head coach. No, I mean, that was beautiful. I mean, the Pitino endorsement, it's corny and cliche, but it means a lot to that fan base. Especially with how it felt in recent years, it felt like Kentucky basketball was John Calipari University, and it was Coach Cal, and there wasn't much of a link to the Kentucky of old, and we know all about wanting to link to the old around here, but the tone definitely changed on the Pope hire, and it changed quickly. People were not too thrilled with it when it first got announced, at least online they weren't, but I mean, for them to have like 20,000 people at Rupp for that intro. That was pretty incredible, and Kentucky basketball is still a pretty big deal down there. They got a very passionate fan base, but and somehow some way it all comes back to Rick Pitino. He's scheduling a home and home with Mauk Pope, and he's scheduling a home and home with his son. He's really stacking that non-con for the Johnny.
Hey, here's one for you before you hop back online and see this. What many viewed as the number one player in the transfer portal, Omar Ballo from Arizona, he is headed to Indiana, according to Jeff Brazella of ESPN. That's a big pickup for your boy, Mike Woodson.
That is an enormous get. I had been told that was probably coming, so that's interesting to see that come to fruition. I know IU has plenty of backing in the NIL sphere, and you can say what you will about the Woodson, era there, but Woodson and Kenny Hunter, they're both guys who can coach big men pretty effectively. Khalil Ware was really good this past year. Trace Jackson Davis, the year before that, they've shown a propensity to do really well with the big men, and that's a big pickup for IU.
A couple comments before we let you go here. Here's from Charles on YouTube. He says, I can't take anything Bigelow says seriously now that I know he's struck out in slow pitch softball.
I don't blame you. I apologize. Softball is not the ball I know. I officially accept. I do not blame you, Charles. I fully accept that.
And then one more from our good friend Jacob Padilla, who asks for less basketball talk and more softball talk, and then adds that he never thought that string of words would come out of his mouth or the keyboard in this circumstance. But he would like to hear more about the softball team instead of the basketball, which is just wild for me to even think about coming from that guy.
That is definitely different. But I mean, I'm going to be in the, I mean, unless you guys want to boot me, I'm going to be in the spot the day after our games from now until July. So, I mean, we got games on Monday nights from now until July, and then I'm going to be on here the next day. So that's what the people want.
Now, you don't have to comment on this because, it may be, we may be wading into some dangerous territory, but if I were to put your guys's, like, I don't even know who the next team is. I don't know who you're playing. I don't know how good they are. I don't know anything about them. But if I were to say that I think you'll lose by 10 or more, would you use that as bulletin board material and say, all right, here, we'll take that and we'll call that an expectation? Lose by less than 10.
I think that, I believe, if I remember right, the team we are playing next week lost 20-4 last night.
So
it's a real unstoppable force versus a movable object kind of thing. Next Monday night at 9:15 at Mahoney Park. I believe the early games, I think the team we're playing next week lost 20-4 because the game after us got halted because of the storm last night.
Okay.
Well,
just know, I'm only interested if you guys are losing by 30. If you guys win, I don't care anymore. I just think this is awesome because you got zero hits in a softball game. That's what I'm excited about.
No, I mean, no one would have cared if we'd have won last night. It would have been, who cares?
Shoulders.
Yeah, whatever. But no, I am glad that we could laugh about this together and talk a little hoops in between. So,
all right, thanks, Jacob. Talk to you later.
Thanks, App. Appreciate it.
Jacob Bigelow of Huskers Illustrated and of the Jack Mitchell Softball Experience. Shocking stuff. I mean, just shocking stuff.
Jacob Padilla no longer wants to talk ball.
Yeah, it's...
Think about that, everyone. Think about that.
Yeah, that's...
His theme is Basketball Jones.
I mean, I could have asked a lot of it. I know there's only some people who care about that, but some people care about it a lot.
It's unique local content, Connor.
Yeah. It is. It is. It's very unique.
Many have said Jack Mitchell is shaming all of Energy Media by trotting this group of, quite frankly, losers.
I don't think it looks great for the company, to be honest with you, or our sister station, KLIN in Lincoln.
Yep.
It doesn't look good.
It's not great, Connor. Not great.
Back with more next on 1620 The Zone.